Chapter 49, Esther, the Hebrew Girl Who Became Queen. Nearly 50,000 children of the captivity had taken advantage of the decree permitting their return. These, however, were but a mere remnant. Hundreds of thousands of Israelites had chosen to remain in Medo-Persia rather than undergo the hardships of the return journey and the re-establishment of their desolated cities and homes. A score or more years passed when a decree was issued by Darius Hystaspes, the monarch then ruling. Thus did God in mercy provide another opportunity for the Jews to return to the land of their fathers. The Lord foresaw the troublous times that were to follow during the reign of Xerxes, Ahasuerus of the Book of Esther, and he inspired Zechariah to plead with the exiles to return. Escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus said the Lord of hosts, after his glory sent me to the nations who plundered you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye, behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall become plunder for those who serve them. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me, RSV. It was still the Lord's purpose that his people should glorify his name. He had given them many opportunities to return to him. Some had chosen to listen, and some had found salvation in the midst of affliction. Many of these were among the remnant that should return. Those whose spirit God had raised, returned under the decree of Cyrus. But God ceased not to plead with those who voluntarily remained in the land of exile, and through manifold agencies he made it possible for them also to return. However, the larger number of those who failed to respond to the decree remained unimpressible, and even when Zechariah warned them to flee from Babylon, they did not heed the invitation.